Well, ladies, welcome back to the table. My teacher, Connie Stampfel, is here with us again. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you, Amy.
We are here doing day three of the book of Genesis, and I understand we're still in the first chapter. What are we going to be learning about today?
Well, we're going to find that God creates more of what we see around us, the plants and animals and humans.
All right, let's go into it. Ladies, if you'll open up to Genesis chapter 1, we're going to continue on right at chapter or verse 11. We're going to go all the way through 31 today.
All right, so we can start by just reading the scripture. Genesis 1, 11 to 13 is what the first little bit we're going to look at. So, Amy, if you'd read that, please.
Okay, it says, "And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which there is their seed, each according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning on the third day."
Okay, so here we find God on the third day has created the plant life, and he created plants. They might have been small plants, but they started out as real plants, not just seeds or whatever. And we find out that what they do, those plants, is they do produce seeds, which means they can reproduce. And we also find the term according to its kind. And so we see again that God created the world and the plant life on the world to be able to reproduce according to the type it is. And we really, I think God's category of kind is whatever would be able to grow and reproduce and make more of it, not so much the way we people have divided up kinds. And as we talk about things like dogs and different like species or whatever, we find that if animals can reproduce, then they're part of a kind.
Yes, okay, that makes a lot of sense, especially when you think about Noah and the ark and the animals, each of its kind. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Exactly. But we do know God created incredible diversity on earth because scientists have cataloged 1.2 million or so type species of living creatures and plants, and they're not done. They think there might be more than 8 million species. Exactly. And so that kind of blows your mind if you really think about how diverse this world is.
Amen.
As far as life. Okay. So then going on, we'll find God created some more things.
All right, 14 through 19. "And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day."
All right. So now God has made specific lights to give light for some specific purposes. And notice he created light on the first day. And so this is something different. He's created a created thing that will shed light. We know that in heaven, there'll be no need for light because the light will come from God himself. Mm. But here we have God creating lights in the expanse of the heavens, and that means the stars. But then we also find that he's specifically creating the sun and the moon to give light to the earth and help us. But notice it says they will be for signs and seasons. And so, again, it's really a signal. And the other thing is and for days and years. And so it's going to help us tell time because peoples throughout the history of the earth have always looked at the stars and the sun and the moon to march time. And everyone has a year that's about the same length and months that are about the same length. And so God really did bless us by giving us these kind of things. What we're going to do is look at just a couple other scriptures that talk about how those scriptures mark time for us. So the first one is in Psalm 19, verses 1 to 6.
All right, and this is written to the choir master, a Psalm of David, and it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
Thank you, Amy. What poetic language to describe the sun and the stars and all those beautiful things. But again, it's speaking of God doing it for a purpose, to help us tell time, to give us seasons, and it's just a beautiful example of God's blessing. Let's go on and read the next part of Genesis. What did God create on the next day?
All right, 20 through 23 says, "And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day."
All right, and so here God is creating animal life, and we find out he has a purpose for it. He wants it to multiply and fill and be numerous, and even the word swarm or team there just tells us about the bounty of what God is doing. The Hebrew word for birds could mean all flying things, and so we find God is filling the seas and he's filling the air with creatures.
All right, and then the next verses are from Genesis 24 and 25 there in chapter 1. "And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds and the livestock according to their kinds and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good."
All right. So now we have the land animals formed. And the words are helping us see things the way the Hebrews did, because you either have the wild beasts or you have the livestock, the domesticated animals, or just whatever might be creeping around. And so that covers all animals. And God created them all.
All right. And then the next couple of verses, 26 and 27, "Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them."
All right. So the last living creature God creates is the human race. Man and woman, both of them. And it talks about how they're special because they are made in God's image. And we're going to be exploring that some more as we go through the rest of chapter 1 and 2. But truly what it means about being made in God's image is being a representative of God. Because if you see right after that, this man was to be given dominion over all the creatures of the earth. He is to rule and be God's representative to show forth God's glory. And we have a couple scriptures to look at, just talking about how God has made man in a special way.
Yeah, two scriptures, one from the Old Testament, one from the New. So we'll start with Psalms chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet." And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers."
Yes, thank you, Amy. And so your homework for today is really going to be examining and looking at what does it mean to be made in God's image, and how can you glorify God, you know, as you're made in his image. But we're also going to take a look at just the rest of the verse, or the rest of the chapter there, and talk about how God, again, talked to humans, gave them dominion, and gave them some other specific instructions.
All right, and this is wrapping up this part of the verse for today. For Genesis 1, verse 28 and 30 through 31, "And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree with the seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning on the sixth day.
Thank you, Amy. And I think we just need to pay attention to a couple of things in this section of scripture. One is God blessed them. And then he gives them again the order to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, literally tread upon it, and have dominion over the fish and the birds and every living thing on the earth. And then we find that God gives plant life to man and animals to eat. And so they are allowed to eat anything on every green plant on the earth. And then finally, we find out that God said that after examining what he had made, that it was very good.
Yes, there's a Bible verse here, Connie, that you have included. I like this one too, from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving."
Yes. Okay, so here we come to the completion of creation, the end of day 6. And so we've got the world inhabited by animals and people, and there's food, and everything is good.
Amen. Well, ladies, that concludes our lesson for today. But again, the notes as well as this 10-minute podcast you can find on our website, naomistable.com. You can use them however you need to study the Word of God. And we just invite you to do that with other ladies or on your own. Nancy and I will be back in just a moment to talk more about what you just heard today. We'll be right back.